Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
This is Fred Film Radio, and I'm Asla from Talent Press, 11 Talent Sarajevo, and I'm joined by Reti Oneli, who is the director of The City of the Sun, a Georgian documentary film, which is screened in the Sarajevo Film Festival. Thank you so much for joining for us. Would you like to introduce your movie for the benefit of our audience?
Sure. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. The movie takes place in Georgia. It's in a semi-forgotten, semi-abandoned mining town, and the film is about several characters who live in that town, and it's about their dreams, their destinies, their hopes. But the film is also as much about the town itself as a character. So
you told a lot of things about what makes the characters cinematic, or something cinematic. So what makes your characters cinematic, and why did you choose this topic to work on?
Why did I choose the topic or the characters?
Both the characters and the place.
Well, you know, I came upon this city by accident. My co-writer, she worked there on a short film previously, and she showed me the photos, and I was amazed to see that such a place exists, not only in Georgia but in general. And at that time, I lived in New York for 15 years, and I decided to see the place for myself because it was unbelievable. And when I went there, I decided I had to stay and do something. And I moved from New York to Georgia to make the film, and ever since then, I'm there. And the characters, you know, this particular characters I chose because I thought at first that I had no moral right to make a film just based on my assumptions, without really intimately knowing the city, the situation, or people who live there. And to be honest with you, the characters, they found me themselves. And that was the most probably natural and organic way to actually enter the city and the environment. And their stories were so fantastic that one just could wish for this kind of characters, you know. So
you wanted the audience to feel how these characters feel. But at the same time, I felt some kind of a distance because of the camera or cinematography, maybe. How would you describe this, I don't know, discrepancy, maybe?
Well, probably the thing is, it's not only about what the characters feel, but it's the general environment that's also, I think, interesting. And again, like I said before, I don't have any pretense of having some kind of final authority or some kind of objective view on what's going on in Chiatura, in the city. On the contrary, I knew that I had to have some kind of entrance into the city to have to develop some kind of impression and my own subjective version of the life there. And you know, the characters, the way they exist in the film is that we see the life that they lead through their own eyes, but at the same time, the camera, which, you know, follows them sometimes, we also observe the characters within that life. So perhaps sometimes you might feel detached because there was a conscious choice, because, you know, they're in situations like this when you have overwhelmingly painful or overwhelmingly desperate situations, it's so easy to actually to be hooked on things that make audience extremely vulnerable or extremely emotional about certain things. And that was the biggest concern, that I didn't want to do that. Because what actually we filmed, and what's 90% of what's not in the film, it didn't make it in the film because it's such a, let's put it this way, it's a tearjerker. It cannot. This would be such a horrible, unfair manipulation. So I think the humanity of the people, you know, shines through the film, and the humanity of the people that live there is so strong that I feel that I don't need to actually, you know, emphasize that it's there.
And how would you describe the connection between the landscape and the characters? Because the landscape is really kind of a post-apocalyptic thing, like very uncanny sometimes. So
that's such a good question, you know, because when I first went there, I was there alone, and I went upon this hill, and I looked over the city, and the first thing, it might sound funny, but the first thing that I thought to myself, this is a set from Indiana Jones. And, you know, the Lost Raiders, all those films, because the city was actually swallowed by this amazing jungle. You know, the civilization was eaten by nature, basically. And I had this feeling that the more I, you know, I stayed in the city, and then the more I explored it, I had this feeling that probably previously there was this some ancient civilization far more advanced than what we have now that was here. They built a city, and they, you know, and at some point they left or they disappeared. And now the people, they both figuratively and directly, they are so small compared to these gigantic structures that they cannot influence the city or the events around them, but actually the city and the nature shapes them, actually. And they literally and figuratively, they disappear within this jungle and within this like concrete structures. So I think that's the relationship. And if I could actually go back and make this film again, I think I would emphasize that relationship even more.
I've sensed some bit of a Werner Herzog and some bit of a Stalker by Tarkovsky, and also the documentary film Baraka. Mm-hmm. I would like to hear about your inspirations for the film.
Yeah, Baraka, I actually don't remember that well. But, you know, I think in general, I think there is no one in film who hasn't been influenced by Tarkovsky in some way, positively or negatively. And Herzog also. My own memory is, in a sense, is very bad, and I'm thankful for it, because when I watch something or when I read something, I remember almost nothing of it. It's just an aftertaste that stays. And you know, there are some things that you experience by reading or listening to music or watching a film that completely they stay with you, even though it doesn't make sense why, and you know it doesn't make sense. And I think these filmmakers, you know, they have that ability, or their films have this kind of power. And yeah, all I can say is probably not only them, but millions of other, you know, things that, you know, I was influenced by, and I think more so by literature and more so by people than by films in my life, because I don't have a filmmaking background. I came to film very, very late. And I think literature and music is much more, is bigger inspiration for me than film. You know.
And lastly, how do you think this experience of filmmaking and living there changed you as a person or as an artist?
I think every time you set out to make a film, whether you realize it or not, it is actually about exploring yourself, you know. And I think it's much more important to contemplate life around you and to think, you know, to think how you are influenced and what you find through your process of filmmaking, than actually just thinking about finishing this film, or, you know, thinking about the process or dramaturgy. And I think I was influenced profoundly, in a sense that the love and warmth and humanity that I found there is so rare in the world today. I was shown so much affection by the people who lived there, so much love, and they were so welcoming, even though they have, you know, literally nothing. And I keep close with my characters, and we're, you know, it's impossible not to be affected by that kind of resilience and hope and will to live and to succeed and overcome the desperate situation around you. It's impossible. I mean, it has to change you as a person. It has to.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.